Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are comfortably cool, making it pleasant to be outside. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Israel and Hezbollah have renewed a ceasefire following a recent flare-up. The IDF will remain in southern Lebanon despite the truce, which the U.S. and Qatar brokered through Tehran earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Hezbollah's chief declared the group capable of victory. This comes after the IDF targeted over 10-0 Hezbollah locations in Lebanon, resulting in the deaths of many militants earlier this hour. Also this hour, according to Axios, the U.S. says the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is back on. Continued fighting has delayed U.S.-Iran talks from earlier today. Separately, JNS reports that Huckabee has criticized France for its remarks on Israeli strikes in Lebanon this morning. The U.S. ambassador claims Hezbollah is preventing a ceasefire, not Jerusalem. And finally, Forward explores the political scene, questioning whether Gadi Eisenkot could challenge Netanyahu. Until recently, Naftali Bennett seemed the strongest opposition figure. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, an account known for its detailed conflict updates, posted just minutes ago about the ongoing situation in southern Lebanon. They describe IDF advances towards strategic Hezbollah areas, capturing new territories in the region. John Spencer, a defense analyst, writing on X just now, emphasizes the IDF's commitment to minimizing civilian harm in Lebanon. He highlights their comprehensive warning systems and rigorous targeting processes to protect civilians. From Visegrad 24, a media organization covering European affairs, comes a controversial development. The UK's National Association of Muslim Police released a paper linking Zionism to anti-Muslim sentiment and labeling the IDF negatively. Now for more on those stories, starting with the renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The Times of Israel reports that the decision came after a tense escalation. US and Qatar intervened through Tehran, recognizing Iran's influence over Hezbollah. As a result, the IDF will maintain its presence in southern Lebanon to ensure stability. This agreement is crucial for preventing further regional escalation. Turning to Hezbollah's leader, who remains defiant despite the IDF's recent operations, the Jerusalem Post notes that the IDF's strikes have significantly impacted Hezbollah's capabilities. Yet, the group's leader insists on their ability to achieve victory. This rhetoric underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the potential for renewed hostilities. Meanwhile, the U.S. acknowledgement of the ceasefire's reinstatement highlights the delicate balance of diplomacy in the region. Axios reports that ongoing conflict delayed important U.S.-Iran discussions. This situation reflects the broader geopolitical implications of the Israel-Hezbollah conflict. Separately, Huckabee's criticism of France marks a significant diplomatic exchange. According to JNS, the U.S. ambassador's response places responsibility on Hezbollah for the ceasefire's instability. This diplomatic tension illustrates the complex international perspectives on the conflict. Finally, Gadi Eisenkot's emergence as a potential challenger to Netanyahu adds a new dimension to Israel's political landscape. Forward highlights Eisenkot's growing influence, which could reshape opposition dynamics. This shift indicates potential changes in Israel's political future. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv stocks have fallen for the third consecutive day. Investor concerns over the U.S.-Iran deal and border tensions with Lebanon are impacting the energy and tech sectors. Separately, Globes details a legal battle as Dutch company Altana BV sues Landa Labs over a 16 million euro debt. This lawsuit involves insolvency proceedings in Israel's Central District Court. And finally, CTEC reveals that Tenet has secured $6 million in seed funding. The startup aims to enhance runtime protection for autonomous AI systems, focusing on sensitive data and workflows. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.